broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Good evening, Arizona. Thank you so much for tuning in to my new radio show that I was so blessed to have the opportunity to be a part of. And tonight, I really just wanted to open up and introduce myself to those who don't know me and a little bit about why this radio show started in the first place. So again, my name is Jacqueline Nicole. That is my middle name. Zingali is my last name. And yes, that is Italian. So I got the opportunity for this radio show based on a blog that I just launched. And my blog is called The Jacqueline Nicole. Well, it's not the Jacqueline, but it is JacquelineNicole.com. And this blog was really designed to encourage and inspire women of all ages to be the woman that they were created to be. And my heart to help you become the best you that you were born to be is showing you ways through my personal journey, personal devotionals, and inviting other women on the show is that you can be not just the best shape of your life physically, but in the best shape of your life mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. I think that when you are healthy from the inside out, you are not only able to resemble God in the way that He created you to be, but you're also able to inspire and encourage those around you just by being yourself and really just letting your guard down and allowing people to see the real you. So with that being said, I do have an amazing guest on my show, and this guest is not just any person, but she is a friend, she is a sister to me. She is an amazing wife and mother of three children. She's also an entrepreneur, she's a model and an actress. She is writing her own book. She also is a YouTube channel host and a beloved daughter of the King. And with all this to say, I am so excited to introduce Alexis Kenny.
Thank you, Jacqueline, for having me here. It's just such a blessing to be here. Congratulations.
Thank you. This
is going to be an amazing adventure for you, and I'm just so blessed to be here with you right now. So thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, you guys are in for such a treat. Alexis is one of the most amazing women that I have ever met, not just because she is my friend, but what captivated my heart about her personality is the way that she thinks about life, the way that she goes about in her demeanor and the way she carries herself and the way that she views through a perspective and a lens of our Heavenly Father. She just blesses you when you're around her, because what comes out of her mouth are I've never heard anybody speak the way that she speaks and has the perspective that she has. And so I'm just excited to have her on the show and to pick her mind and allow you guys into her world and to see the amazing things that she has ready for us to be a part of. So I know that yesterday was Mother's Day, and I want to wish every mom out there a happy Mother's Day again. I picked this day to have the first night of my show in honor of my mom for Mother's Day, and my mom is the one that has really cultivated my confidence as a woman, my heart for God. She's really helped me mature and grow into the woman that I am today, and so I just wanted to have the first show in honor of her, and I know she's listening, so I just want to say I love you, Mom, and thank you so much for encouraging me to go for my dreams. And I know that Alexis is a mom, and I just wanted to ask you, how was Mother's Day yesterday? What did you guys do?
It was amazing. It was more like a three-day weekend Mother's Day. We started off Friday having dinner with family, and that's so special to me because I have teenagers, three teenagers, and they're all busy. They all have their own schedule, so it's really hard to get everybody together. And so it was a blessing to have the kids there. My husband was there. And so they immediately were like, we have gifts for you. And they wanted to just shower me with so much love. So we did that Friday. And then Saturday was hanging out with friends at a barbecue and just fellowshipping. And then Sunday, the official Mother's Day, that blessed my heart so much. We started off with service, and we had a blessing throughout the congregation. And after that, it was a barbecue at my mother's house. And that was so special to me, because that was an opportunity, a rare opportunity that happened, where it was four generations in the same room. And so that was we were able to capture that on camera. It was myself, my daughter, my mother, my grandmother. And that's rare. My grandmother lives out of state. So to have everybody in the same room together and to share that moment just blessed my heart so much. It was beautiful. Mother's Day was amazing.
That is awesome. I love knowing that any time that we are blessed with the opportunity to not be with just one or two generations, we said four. And that's awesome, because, you know, with my grandma and my mom, and I know how special it is to have them in my lives. So I think, you know, when you get to share that moment with the other women in your life that impact you, and not only that, but they've passed down, you know, their traditions or their heart and memories to you.
Right.
And not only that, I know that being a mom yourself, you're also a wife.
Yes.
And you also have a lot of things going for you. And one of the questions that I feel a lot of women may ask you because of all the things on your plate is, how do you balance the time with, you have a relationship with God, you are married, you have kids, you work, you love to take care of yourself, so you're really into fitness, and all the endeavors that you're pursuing, how do you find time to balance that in a healthy way?
Oh my goodness. You know, to be completely honest, I've really created this life where I really do things that I'm extremely passionate about. And it wasn't always like that. I didn't start off like that. Of course, I had to take a job doing what I had to do. But I just was really after things that really blessed my heart. And the very most important thing is that I put God first in everything. Right. He's centered in everything and what I do and who I am and what I stand for. And being led by the Holy Spirit, to balance everything, if I'm not quite sure what I should do or where I should go, what I should say, how to respond, I always ask the Holy Spirit first. Lead me, Holy Spirit. You know, whatever it is that you need me to say or do, lead me, and it's done. The other thing that I do is I always think of right order. So I always put God first, then comes my husband, third is my family, my children. Fourth is my work, and then fifth is my community, whether it's service or public. And when I have that in perspective, it's easy, because I know that it's God's right order, it's very easy for me to make decisions. Do I need to do community service when my husband is feeling ill at home? Right. No, I'm going to put my husband first. So those types of things really keep it, keep me function and keep me moving. And sometimes I'll be doing something and Holy Spirit will say, I need for you to sit down 15 minutes at your computer and put some stuff on your book.
Right.
And I'm like, I will stop what I'm doing and go right to the computer and do just that. And so for me, I'll put like, I'm like, okay, I want to work out for like an hour. You know what
right.
I mean? And sometimes it is, that's what happens. Other times it's not, you know, it's just, so it's finding that balance, because everything that I do, whether it's being the loving wife that I strive to be, or the amazing mother that I inspire to be, or working as a pediatric nurse for children with developmental disabilities, or modeling, or taking acting classes, whatever it is, I'm always led by Spirit first, always. And that's the balance. That's the beauty of it. And
I love what she said, you guys, because, you know, being a woman myself is, I always have this hunger and this need where I want to do so many things. And it's funny because me and my mom will joke about that. But, you know, I'll wake up in the morning and I have all these plans for my day. And, you know, a lot of it is I want to get all these things done to achieve, whether it's you know, cleaning up my house, or I have a bunch of things on the computer I want to get done, or emails that I want to get through. And sometimes we could get in this habit where every morning we're just in this grind and we're just in this to-do list zombie-like mode where we only are focusing on what's our next task. And from personal experience, living a life that way, and, you know, I do love God and I do want to put Him first. And sometimes it's almost like you think, yeah, but I have all these things to do.
Right.
You could get on that course, because I've done it, where, you know, days have gone by and I'm like, have I really spent time with God in His Word? Have I really made the time to put Him first? Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I wanted to talk a little bit more about with you, because I know you're so good at putting God first in everything that you do.
Yes.
And that is why I believe in my heart you are so successful. So when we come back, we're going to wrap up this first segment of the show. But when we come back, we're going to get into a little bit of how we can, in easy to follow ways, put God first and what that really does, not only to our spiritual journey, but our personal lives, our health, our mind, our emotions, our fitness, and also our future that God has for us. So we will be back shortly. Thanks for tuning in.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-427-0183. 800-427-0183. Call now. 800-427-0183. That's 800-427-0183.
Hey dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code. Read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-639-8620. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-639-8620. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-639-8620. That's 1-800-639-8620.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jacqueline Nicole, and this is The Jacqueline Nicole Show. So thank you for tuning in again. If you were not with us the first segment, I really was just sharing the heart of this show to inspire and encourage women in their faith, fitness, health, and beauty, and to encourage women to be the best me that they were born to be. Mm-hmm. So tonight we have a guest, if you didn't hear. Her name is Alexis Kenny. And prior to the commercial, we were talking about what it means and what it looks like to put God first in our life, especially when we are busy. So if you are a busy mom, wife, student, you're a boss lady, you're a teacher, mm-hmm. whatever you have going on in your life, you know, with my personality, I'm such a go-getter. I almost am obsessed with the feeling of getting things done and crossing them off my checklist. And sometimes, you know, you have to kind of reel yourself back into the reality of, why did I wake up today? What is my purpose? Mm-hmm. What is the legacy that I want to leave? What's the most important thing that God wants me to do today? Because if we don't have that mentality, like as myself, we could find ourselves in a burnout, because I've had one of those. Actually, 6 months ago, I had a very big burnout just because I was, you know, waking up every day and, you know, rushing to work. And then after work, I got to come home. And if I didn't get my workout in the morning, I'm getting it in after. And then you got errands to do. And I'm not even a wife or a mom yet. And I'm thinking, I feel so busy. You know, how do you do it? And one of the questions that I wanted to ask you is, you know, you were saying how you put God first and it helps you balance everything.
Yes.
But also, I know there's a lot of women who are listening who are married. And, you know, I know marriage is not a walk in the park.
Right.
It's not.
It's definitely not.
I know it's not turnkey, and there you got to put time into it. And
yes.
So how do you feel, by putting God first in your life, how do you feel that not only affects your personal journey and your heart spiritually, but how do you feel that it affects your marriage? And what do you think the benefits in your marriage have been from putting God first?
Yes. I can tell you right away that if God is not centered in a person's life or in a marriage, the marriage will struggle even more so than anything else, because what happens is, I think by nature, we're selfish. We're designed that way. We're born that way in the flesh. And so what happens is every little bickering or argument or discussion becomes, well, what about me? Where do I fit in this? How are you making me feel? What are you doing to affect me? I'm offended. And so it becomes very fleshly. And that's without God. But what happens with me, my personal experiences, when I incorporate God into everything, that's what keeps the balance, especially in marriage. You know, hurting people will say hurtful things. Right. And so I try to walk with the meekness of Jesus and see people as Jesus saw people. And so when to become more or less offended, I let people say what they have to say. I, of course, obviously want to respond in the flesh, but I just accept whatever it is that they need to say. And then if I have the moment, for instance, in my marriage, I'll excuse myself and I'll go to my prayer closet and I'll ask for guidance. I'll give my frustration to God. I will give my hurt and my pain to God. And when my feelings are able to be controlled and the emotions are able to dissipate, and I know that I'm not going to react in an action that will further damage the already hurt that's going on in the marriage with any situation. And so once that's all gone, I'm able to take deep breaths, and then I ask Holy Spirit to lead me. What should I say? Really reveal to me my husband's heart so that I can make the connection and give what he needs. Because it's not about what I can get or why I'm offended, but what does he need? How can I ease his heart? How can I ease whatever it is that he's finding that's not working for him, or that I'm not lining up, or I'm not doing what he's asked me to do, or whatever the situation is. And so that, with that being putting God first, I'm able to then respond in a loving, compassionate way. And so then he can see my heart, I can share my heart, and then we can move past the hurt and really work on the solution. And okay. That happens with a lot of relationships. Even you can take that into work. Mm-hmm. You know, people, you know, you making the connection with people like that, because we're all human. You don't know if this person was having a bad day. You don't know why they're saying what they're saying. It doesn't matter. Be unoffendable. And just walk and just and respond with love, compassion and love to humanity. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm not perfect at that. And that's something that I work on every single day. And where I was 10 years ago to who I am today, I'm really in a progression towards it. And it's something that we have to practice. And it becomes easier, but then the enemy likes to throw new challenges and new obstacles. And I take that. When those new things happen, I always say, okay, God, what is it that you want me to learn from this situation?
So good.
Because that's growth. And these challenges and situations will develop you to go into the next level, ultimately to advance the kingdom of God. That's why we do what we do. We're not put here to just go to work and be in our fleshly desires, right. But we're really here to discover our purpose, to know our self-worth, and to really get out there, share our testimony, connect with everybody that we possibly can, learn from them, share with them, and advance the kingdom of God. And that's why I'm so on fire for God.
That is so beautiful. I love hearing your testimony with marriage, and I learned so much from you, especially being a single woman, because growing up, I don't think that I had the best, examples of marriage. Because, in the day and age that we live in, I know so many people get a divorce now. And,
right.
When we look at Hollywood marriages and we look at people, it's always, like the person that they're with is like the, I know this may sound harsh, but it comes across as like the flavor of the year or the flavor of the month.
Yeah.
And once that person doesn't satisfy or make them happy, then it's like, okay, out with the old, in with the new.
Right.
And not only with that, but in relationships in general, I think we can look at that, like you said, in a business relationship or in a friendship, because relationships are really important and friendship is really important. And I know I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for the support and the encouragement from my mom and from the friends that God has blessed me to have.
Absolutely.
They have given me such an amazing encouragement and love and support. And I always tell you this, and I want to tell my viewers out there, is being around other women who are making a positive difference in this world and being around women like yourself, I feel like it's going to help me be a better mom and a wife one day, because it's amazing to look up to see women putting God first,
mm-hmm.
being a wife, not the picture perfect, white picket fence, everything's rosy because now I'm married.
Right.
But it's like, no, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, you're going to have trials and tribulation and problems in your marriage. But it's there's a difference. Is how am I going to handle my role as a wife and my role, praying for my husband, or what God also has for me in my personal journey with him, because it's mm-hmm. not just being married, but you're a mom and God has other things for you. So it's when you look at that and you're asking God, okay, you called me to be a wife, you called me to be a mom, and now you're offended or now you're hurt. And how do you get through that? And for me, even in friendships, I know sometimes we'll go to bed at night and we'll think of all the ways that maybe somebody hurt us, all the ways somebody offended us, what somebody did or didn't do that they wish, right?
Right.
Or we think about the ways that we may have offended somebody else. Or we may feel embarrassed to be around that person because we know that we let them down. We know that we didn't, come through the way that we said that we were going to come through. And we feel guilty and we feel bad and we have regrets at night. And for me, what I would do, one way to put God first in those situations to get over offense, is in the morning, the first thing I would do is I would just write all my feelings down. Just because sometimes you wake up and it's like the first thought that pops up into your head is not something positive. It's something that happened the day before or weeks before.
That's the way that the enemy wants to keep you right there on the past and keep so that you can't move on to the future.
Right. And I know that happens to everybody. And so I just like showing people that, you know, because with my faith, it doesn't make you any different than someone who doesn't believe. It's just different in how you respond and different in how you may handle a problem, because now you're running to God to help you and not just yourself.
Yes.
So it's like you get this boost from within that you didn't even know that you had, because he's there to help you.
Right.
And when I'm writing my emotions and my feelings down in the journal, what I do is once I get that out, I'll start confessing God's word over my problems. I'll start thanking him that, hey, before I woke up today, you already solved all my problems. You were already ahead of me in all my days. You have it all figured out. Thank you for showing me the right path. You know, thank you for softening my heart and giving me the strength to forgive. Because I think intellectually, we know that we're supposed to forgive. We know we're supposed to be unoffendable. But how do we take something we know intellectually and actually live it out and walk it out through our heart, through our mind, through our emotions?
It's hard.
Because we're not robots.
Right, right.
And so I'm kind of leading this up in suspense for our viewers about what I'm doing with the journal, because I know that you are writing a book.
Yes.
And you're writing a book about your life. And I know a lot of that has to do with your testimony and your story. And I kind of just want to leave an open door for you to share with our viewers what your book is about, and go ahead, just anything you want to share about it. I'm so excited to hear.
Okay, so again, because I'm Holy Spirit led, the beginning of this year, I really had a complete transformation. I was 6 months ago, I was just doing something, and it's totally different than I'm doing right now. And God was just like, you know, I have this totally different plan for you. And so I want to take you here. I had no idea. I was asleep, and then I just received a bunch of images in my head, and Holy Spirit was throwing a lot of terms at me and titles at me and just telling me really what to do with all of this. So over the past 6 months, I started writing 3 books all at one time. And one is currently published right now. It's called Livinity Notes, and that's off of the mission and the movement of Body Livinity. And the second book is, that one is published right now. The second book is The Alternative Cure to Autism. And the third book is my testimony about how I met Jesus and my near-death experience.
Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to hear more about this, because I'm like so excited right now, and I didn't want to have to stop, but we do have to go to another commercial break. So when we do come back, we're going to dig into a little bit more about the 3 books that Alexis has wrote and is going to publish. And we are excited to hear more about it soon. So stay tuned.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Business owners, need more customers? Offer fantasy sports contests and generate more sales. Restaurants, bars, hotels, auto dealerships, real estate offices. Whatever your business, fantasy sports contests can help you increase your sales and bring you more loyal customers. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. Our software lets you customize contests fast and easy for your brand. That's right. Visit Fantify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. That's 888-55-SPORT or visit Fantify.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne, Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
Hi, this is Pastor Brenda Pratt, Senior Pastor of Freed Indeed Christian Center, inviting you to worship with us on Sundays at 10:15 a.m. Listen, we are a growing, exciting ministry out in the Tulsa West Valley area, and we are looking forward to spending time with you in fellowship. We believe that many hands make a heavy load light. Come be a part of a growing ministry that seeks to honor God, serve the community, and enhance the lives of all of its members. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Thank you again so much for joining me tonight on The Jacqueline Nicole Show. I am here with a very special and beautiful guest. Her name is Alexis Kenny. And before we went to commercial, we were talking about the three books that she has going on. So one is already published, and that's the Body Levinity Notes.
It's Levinity Notes,
Levinity
yes.
Notes. Yes. Okay, so we're going to get into what Body Levinity is.
Yes.
That's something else that you're working on. So right. Hold on tight, guys. We are going to discuss something else that she has, but to get back to what we were talking about, you said that you had three books, and I wanted
yes.
to touch base on the two that you haven't released yet.
Yes.
So go ahead and just explain to us about, you know, why the second book of autism was written, because mm-hmm. I do know that you have a special needs child.
Yes, yes.
And so let's talk a little bit about that, and then we'll get into your third book.
Talk about balance, right?
Yes.
Not only just to be a mother, but then to be a mother of a child with the inability. But so what happened is, you know, my son, he's going to be 16 years old. So I've been doing this almost 16 years. And 14 years ago, autism was not mainstream at all. And so there was no diagnosis of autism. I just knew something was going on with my son. He wasn't meeting the right milestones that he should have. I kept taking him back to the doctor. And it just really, really was a struggle. So the book really reflects the beginning of that. After the diagnosis, moving back to Arizona, we were able to seek further help. I'm in nursing school at this point, and my son's receiving therapy and things like that. And basically, the mainstream medical said, you know, he's never going to talk, and he's going to have to live with you for the rest of your life. And talk about a knife to the heart. Like, I didn't sign up to be a special needs mother. I didn't, know what my future was going to look like, and I was completely devastated. That in itself is a complete journey. So what I ended up doing, of course, I got on my knees and was just praying to God, and I really had to reflect on how I was praying, because instead of praying about the pity me, the whole selfish me thing,
right.
Why me? How could this happen? What did I ever do? How could you do this to my son? I really pulled back from that and said, God, what is it that you want me to know from this?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help my son? How can I help others? And it led me into a journey of alternative healing. So what I've done is I was able to take my medical knowledge and really help my son heal from the inside out. We also use alternative means of frequency and light and biomedical, all supplements, natural things. And so I talk about that in the book. And then I also how it's changed. We've really stopped and eliminated the signs and symptoms, the devastating signs and symptoms of autism on the brain. And so now today my son is fully speaking. He's in high school. You know, he has a girlfriend. He
oh my
talks about,
gosh,
you know,
so cute.
His future and what he wants to do. total night and day. And so I can't keep this information to myself. I had to put it in a book to share it with the world. The goal is to really change the face of autism, that there is hope. And I mean, there is a lot of groups that I'm involved with that I help with. I help other mothers that are dealing with newly diagnosed autism children, or they're a little older and they don't know what their future is going to look like. I'm able to help them, give them hope and give them light, and to say, hey, look what I'm doing. Let me help you. If you need a shoulder to cry on, let me know. This isn't just in the state of Arizona. This is nationally. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm doing this nationally. This really is my heart and my passion. So this talks about everything, the alternative cure to autism. The third book, which mainly everybody's extremely interested in about, because how many of us know someone who's had a near-death experience? Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, meet Jesus. And so it really allows you to reflect on your own faith, because it's like, here it is. She's saying that Jesus exists, you know, and it's like, do I believe this? It makes you reflect on your own faith. A lot of non-believers, they don't believe me. Other believers have like thousands of questions. They really, really want to know, what was it like? What was he like? What did he do? You know, and I try to formulate the English words that are on, that I know, I tried to formulate that to really illustrate what my experience was like. You know, I was diagnosed with cancer at the age of 21, so I have this cancer story where dealing with that. And on top of having, you know, a son, a child with autism, talk about balance, you know, and it's just like, when it rains, it pours, and the enemy was really trying to attack me. But whatever he tried to do to destroy me, God said, no, not today. I'm going to lift this child up. I'm going to lift her up in ways that you could never keep her down. And he's, everything is bringing glory to his name, because what he's doing right now in my life is just unbelievable. I'm just so blessed in so many ways. So what, with that experience, going through the cancer, going through surgery, dying from that, it wasn't about recovering, being in a 2-week coma or walking with a cane for a year, having scars all over me. It was really about, the book is about who I was before, and I had a hard childhood, meeting Jesus, the profound love that was given to me in that moment, waking up from that experience and actually being born, remembering your birth. As infants, we don't remember. You can't remember you being born. I actually remember being born. It's like I woke up, plugged into Source, having this complete spiritual connection with God. And what I know now and what I experience now, I can never go back to who I was.
Right.
It's like you've turned a page, like all chains completely broken off of you.
Right.
And it's just living, and my perspective on life is always on God, always on the kingdom, always the best and purest of everything that God has to offer, unconditional love. And in the book, it's really, you don't have to die and have an experience like that to live this life.
Right.
And that's what I'm really sharing in that, is that how do you get that now? And I know, like, our relationship, you being the type of woman that you are, you didn't have this near-death experience.
Right.
But we have so much similarity in the spiritual realm. That it's just, our connection is just like, we're like these long-lost sisters. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I'm so blown away right now. Like, I wish I could say so many words, but it's like, what do you say after something as amazing as that? Because... and I'm going to have to, because there's other things that I want to talk about as well, but wrapping this part up, and for future note, I would love to have you come back again and really get into the science of autism and, you know, what you went through with the near-death experience. Because
absolutely.
And also how you take care of yourself, because you said you're a cancer survivor, because... You know, we look at what is provided for us right now, you know, to cure cancer and autism and what we have in the medical profession, because you are a nurse as well. So it's not like, you know, you're just somebody who woke up and made these concoctions in your kitchen.
And gave them to my kid.
You have a background in nursing. So you are educated and you know a lot about science and a lot about health. And I just think it's so encouraging for other people to know that there is hope. There is hope you know, if you have any kind of illness out there, there is hope. If you are struggling in anything, especially with knowing who God is and knowing who Jesus is.
Right.
And I'm just so blessed that you are putting that out there, that you are giving people an opportunity to, you know, grow in knowledge and grow in other ways that they could help themselves, they could help family. And I think that's so important that you're sharing that, because there's so many lives that are going to be touched by this. And
amen.
For the book on autism, can you give our viewers the title of that again, and when is this going to be released, and where can they buy this?
Yes. So the first book, which is Livinity Notes, that's available on my website, alexiskenny.com. And so all my books will be released there.
Okay.
So The Alternative Cure to Autism, that's in its final editing stage, and that will be released in June.
Coming up. I'm excited.
I know. And then the my third book will is due to release December of this year, and I do not have a title for it yet. These titles are really given by Holy Spirit, and until He says, here it is, then that's what it'll be. So I have no idea at the moment, but they will all be available there on the website. And Livinity Notes is less than $5. And what that is it's really an inspirational, they're like daily quotes that you could just read one page a day. I mean, it's just a couple sentences. And it's really over the past 10 years of me studying and learning under a variety of different people, men, women, all over the world, that really share their secrets and tips of what bettered them, what bettered their life. And some of it is inspirational, spiritual, some of it is health. It just really takes you to the next level. I really want people to read that and say, well, I didn't know this, or that I need to think about that. You know, it really, I want to challenge people, but it's really designed to take you to another level of thinking in your life, because it's all about perspective. And
absolutely. And you guys, I just love her perspective. Being blessed to be her friend is, you know, even the days that's I'm having a hard day, she will always give me the right perspective to look at this situation. And it's so encouraging. We are going to go to a commercial, but coming back, I want to talk about Body Livinity, because that is something else. It's not just a book, but you have something else going on with that.
Yes.
And there's one more special surprise. Yes. You guys, this girl is like on fire. I wish this song from Alicia Keys, "This Girl's on Fire" or "This Woman's on Fire," was out like when I knew you. Because, we will be getting right back soon. So see you then.
This is Al Sonato with the Chips and Salsa Show. And I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8521. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8521. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all.
Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8521. 866-657-8521. 866-657-8521.
Seniors want peace of mind and a free prescription discount card? Keep listening. Are you age 85 or younger? Here's an important message to you and all seniors from Final Expense Direct Insurance Services. The average funeral now costs over $7,000, and the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Our senior plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There's no medical exam, and you'll have lifetime coverage. Plus, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Get your free information about our senior plans. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone. Plus, call right now and you'll receive a free prescription discount card. Call 800-675-0194. 800-675-0194. 800-675-0194. That's 800-675-0194.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jacqueline on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. Thank you again if you are still with us tonight. And for those of you who haven't heard the first three segments of the show, I have the amazing and beautiful Alexis Kenny with us.
Thank you.
And prior to the commercial break, we were talking about the three books that she has. And if you guys didn't catch that, we were going to be putting all that information on my blog with links to have more information about the books and if you want to purchase them. But right now, I wanted to get into the mission that you have started. And I love this mission with all my heart because I have such a passion, not only for women, but for young girls, for the youth.
Right.
And this mission that she started is called Body Lividity.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Body Lividity.
Lividity, yes.
Lividity.
So okay. What it is Lividity is the infinite love of God. So beautiful. Lividity together. Okay. And so with it, I care about the heart of a woman and or a girl. And I know that when the heart is infected or affected or influenced, it will reflect on the outside.
Absolutely.
So I believe that changing the heart, giving right perspective, getting God's word in there, knowing your foundation, knowing who you are, your value, your worth, that's able to radiate on the outside. And then what people see is the glory of God on you.
Right.
And so that's why the body's in there, because you're seeing it starts with within, and then it moves to the outside of the body, which is caring for your body, and if it's mind, body, soul. And so I was really given that by the Holy Spirit. And so the movement behind that is really to inspire women, young girls, of their self-worth and their value and who they are and their purity, their abstinence, their respect, because respecting the body will carry a sense of respect for your body based on your mindset of what's going on internally. And I think, you know, I have three teenagers, so I know what they talk about. I know what goes on in the high school, in the junior high. Mm-hmm. I know what they're influenced by. You know, social media is very heavy on their lives, and whatever they see, they pick that up. And a girl could find herself comparing herself to whatever images she sees on social media, and it can really influence her or affect her, and right. She compares herself to this. And what's more important is what's being fed more. Mm-hmm. Are you being more fed by social media and what society says about you, or are you hearing word more than that? Are you aspiring to be more like a Proverbs 31 woman or any of the women of the Bible, or walking after Jesus, or, you know, running after God? I mean, which one are you choosing? Which one are you more influenced by?
Right.
And most of the girls in high school, it's social media, it's
right.
Snapchat, it's Facebook, it's Instagram. And the whole movement is to really lift up women that are on fire for God, that are, you know, that they're not only absolutely beautiful and successful, but there's a reason why. It's because God is centered first.
Right.
and that it has nothing to do with me saying, oh, well, I like this fashion, let me put this on, and now I look like amazing, and now, you know, I look successful, and I have everything under my belt because I look this way. Right. No, it's really of the heart. I've seen absolutely gorgeous women rotten to the core.
Right.
You know, and so we're taking a stand. This is a movement to change worldwide, mm-hmm. worldwide. And so, I really received that from the Holy Spirit, and it's in its beginning stages. And so I whenever I'm receiving information and being led and being guided to new things, I have the ultimate vision. I know where God is taking it, but I'm really just walking along with timing, when timing is right.
I think that's so beautiful. And what I really want to encourage women is, even if you're a non-believer, to check out this movement that you have going on, this mission, because, you know, coming from a background of, I didn't always walk with God. I didn't, you know, I grew up in the church and I loved Jesus so much when I was little. And in junior high, when we stopped going, I wasn't in church in junior high. I wasn't in church in high school. I wasn't in church in college. And so my influence was my peers around me. My influence was, you know, we didn't have social media back then the way that we have now, but it was entertainment, it was music, it was movies, it was culture, it was everything around you that said, you know, your worth and value as a woman is going to be more successful the less clothes you wear,
right.
or the more of yourself that you may give up to a boy, or the more that you lower your standards. And it's just so normal in our society. It's sad because it shouldn't be normal, but
right.
we've become so accustomed to think
yes.
that way. And it affected me growing up to have really bad, you know, low self-esteem and low body image or poor body image and not knowing my worth and value. And so my heart just lights up when you talk about this, because when I started knowing my worth and value and who God said that I was and not who society said that I had to be, it gave me this boldness and this confidence to rise up and be myself, be comfortable
yes.
in my own skin, love myself in a healthy way. I'm not
yes.
talking about being conceited, but it's like looking in the mirror and not having self-sabotaging thoughts or hateful thoughts about yourself or
right.
even in your speech. You know, when we like to make jokes about each other and we'll put ourselves down, but it's a reflection of what comes out of your heart.
Exactly.
Is how you think about yourself.
Exactly.
And I wanted to get into another part that you have going on, since we are talking about our body image and you know what it means to be a woman, not just inside but outside. You guys, this woman, not only, oh my goodness, not only is she a wife and a mother, and we talked about her books and the movement that she has behind Body Livinity, she is also running for Miss Arizona, and I'm so excited. I would love to talk about your journey, what you're doing to get ready when the pageant is, if you're able to share the information. But please just share with our guests, you know, what inspired you to run and what's your heart for running?
Right. I'm running for Mrs. Arizona America, which
okay.
leads into Mrs. America and Mrs. World. And so it's a long journey, but it's first state, national, and then world. And, you know, believe this or not, I'm shy. I'm really shy. And I thought, what an amazing opportunity and way to enter into this pageant and really just knock this shyness completely out of the water for myself. It's like we're just going to throw you in, you know
right.
what I mean? And so that's how it first started. And obviously, it's always clearly led by God first. And I didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, I think I'm going to run for a pageant. I was really prompted by God, and to even look into it, to even consider it. And then I started reflecting on the whys, and I know because of the shyness and things like that, that this would be a perfect opportunity. The second major reason is really to connect with women that are like-minded. These are successful women that are doing huge things in the community, and their wives and their mothers, and just to connect outside of my circle, outside of my community, and to get out there and just cause another huge movement, to be a successful movement, to inspire other women and other girls all over the place. That was really my heart towards all of this. So what I'm doing, the pageant is in June. States are June 23rd.
goodness.
And so it's coming up. And so I have pageant fever right now. I'm really just preparing and being coached and being led. I'm a lot on my knees praying to God, asking God, you know, because they're so... Running for a pageant and winning a pageant is not just about how you look. Right. It's not the most beautiful woman. It's actually the heart, your compassion, your determination, your confidence. What's your message? What's your branding? What are you doing for your community? Right. Those types of successful women, those are the ones that win the title. They win the crown. And because the pageant system really wants to uphold a certain positive female image. Mm. And so it would be a blessing to me to actually wear that crown, to represent my state of Arizona with such boldness and love and compassion for people and connection. And my platform is working with children with autism, working with children with disabilities. And because it's just, it's my heart, that's really my heart. So
oh my gosh, you are the most so inspiring and encouraging, beautiful woman inside and out. Like, I am so honored,
Jacqueline,
and humbled to be in your presence, and so also appreciative to call you my friend. And you guys, we are wrapping up tonight, but with all that being said and all the amazing things that Alexis Kenny is doing, I would love to give you guys at home an opportunity to connect with her. So on my blog, I will be posting a page called Radio. And on the radio, I will have all the guests from my show with a link to whatever is going on in their life. If you want to connect with them on YouTube,
yes,
Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, mm-hmm, anything else they have going on, if you're more interested in hearing about her books and buying a copy of her book when they come out, we will put all of that on my blog. And for those of you who don't know, it's www.jacqueline, that's JacqueLeNicole.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate your opportunity to invite our hearts into your world, and we hope you have an amazing and beautiful night. Good night, Arizona.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.